la 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 la. Oh, hello there. This is your old pal Grover.
Yeah.
Oh, I am so glad you are here. I was just here all by myself, you know. Oh, but that's okay. I can do lots of things when I'm alone. What do? When I'm alone? Well, sometimes I sing a little song. La 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 la. That is the song I sing. It's a nice song. What do? When I'm alone? Well, sometimes I do a little dance. Oh yeah, I jump and I hop, hop, hop. Yeah, that is my little dance. And sometimes when I am all alone, I pretend that I can fly. Oh yeah, and I touch all the clouds, and I wave to the birdies as they pass by. But sometimes when I am all alone, well, sometimes I feel a little sad, 'cause there's no one to share my song, no one to fly with me. So sometimes when I am all alone, I think of
welcome to Nerd News Now. Today is Friday, February 13th.
Friday the 13th, everyone.
Did I say February? I meant April.
It's April, yeah.
No, we actually went back in time for a very special airing of the show.
Yeah, this is our... What number are we up to?
I don't know. I think we decided 26 last time, so let's go for 27.
All right, well, this is number 27 of Nerd News Possibly. Now, Nerdles. Also, you didn't say Nerdles, John.
Yeah, no, I'm trying to enjoy the show today, guys.
Yeah, yeah, you know what? I'm really trying to enjoy the show today too. I think it's gonna be a good show. I can feel it in the air. It's gonna be a great show.
Friday the 13th has nothing to do with
that. It has nothing to do with Friday the 13th. In fact, I've had a very lucky day.
Yeah, of course, Friday the 13th. It's today. The most lucky day.
Today is vinyl song here at RMU. So what you are currently listening to is the first track off of Grover Sings the Blues, What Do I Do When I'm Alone?
Personally, I like the fourth track.
Okay, everybody.
Has anybody seen my dog?
Yeah,
I like that one too. But just because track 7 on side 2.
Oh, track 7 on side 2 is going to be it's going
to
be lit.
You have to go out of the room.
Yeah. I mean, like I own this album at my house, and it's one of my favorite albums to put on like go to bed to.
It's the only one I put on ever.
Really? Realistically, it's like I have a separate turntable that just has that on there permanently.
All right, but before we get started, I have an ad to make. Allegheny County is hiring lifeguards ages 16 and older for its pools in Boyce, North Park, Settlers Cabin, and South Park. Earn $11 to $13 an hour plus bonuses. Don't miss your chance to make great money this summer as an Allegheny County lifeguard. For details, go to alleghenycounty.us/lifeguard. That's alleghenycounty.us/lifeguard. Allegheny County Parks, always inspiring fun. I can't do this.
No. We're keeping it on.
Should I speed it up though?
Yeah. Speed it up a little bit. Let's just get this. Let's just get this over and done with.
So terrified.
We were being pigs.
Okay. Okay. No, turn it back. I can't do it.
I can't even hear it yet. Oh God.
Turn it back. I can't do it.
Let's pretend to be cats.
Let's pretend to be cats, guys.
We have actual podcast stuff to do, John.
I'm in such pain.
It's just a bunch of meowing.
Think, Grover. What are we doing? Why are we doing this to ourselves? All right. Now here, let's try and get focused here, guys. I'm just gonna block it out. In Muskie News of the Week.
They must have been cows.
All right, I'm full serious now. In Muskie News of the Week, Muskie agreed because of course we talked about the Model 3. Turn off. Grover Sings the Blues. I can't do it.
All right, you want to go back to Electric Light Orchestra?
Go back to ELO. I can't do this.
All right, I'll be back in a second.
All right, I'm gonna talk about this. Of course, we talked about Muskie having the big recall of, you know.
the Model 3s for Tesla. And he had an interview, and he agreed that the Model 3 production line actually has too many robots, and those cars need a human touch. Which is kind of a switch from his original view on like robotics and like AI and stuff.
Which they is God save the Queen, but the Queen's actually robots.
Yeah, realistically. I mean, another thing that Muskie also said is he changed pace even more about AI, and he said that it should be, quote, regulated. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the regulations would be for AI. Do you? I can't imagine what a law about AI would be.
Limiting their potential functions, maybe?
Yeah.
Can I just comment that this is an oddly dark topic for this oddly epic music?
Yeah.
It fits.
Yeah, it definitely fits. Thanks, ELO. Maybe it'll be like Wizard of Oz and Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon. It'll just kind of sync up. The whole podcast will sync up.
I believe it.
Let's go for it.
We have to match exactly what the song is doing.
We're going to be talking about something really nice in like 30 seconds.
Well, let's wait more than 30 seconds.
Does anyone else have any Musk news? Because that's Musk has been kind of quiet this week.
Oh, yeah. He's working on helping make a documentary now about AI.
Of course
and, like,
he is. Oh, really?
It's shortcomings.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. See?
Yeah,
now,
it works.
Oh,
hey, cool.
Stuff.
Yeah. So who's working on the documentary?
I don't remember off the top of my head. Give me a minute and I'll get back to you.
All right. Well, I kind of want to see it. There was another documentary. Apparently, people are making jokes that we're gonna get to more of the jokes and everything. But Mark Zuckerberg has been. People are saying that like, oh, this is just gonna be the Social Network.
The Social Network 2?
What is his most recent debacle?
I've never seen The Social Network.
I didn't either. Apparently, Zuckerberg's the villain
it's
in it.
It's actually a decent movie.
Apparently,
I
Zuckerberg's like
it.
The villain in it.
Yes and no.
Yeah.
He's the villain because, yes, he did steal it from the Losky brothers. Is that their name?
Yeah.
The brothers' names are. Like, they had the idea, but he made it actually work.
Still giggling about Grover's things. I can't handle it.
Meow.
Look, you could have done it, all right?
No, I couldn't have done it. This I can like kind of drown out. Grover aggressively meowing into my ears would have made me like...
No, man, you have to just stick it out, man. You got to stick it
Anthony,
out.
Get off your phone.
With the punches.
Get off your phone, Anthony.
Who's on the phone? Elliot?
Anthony's on his phone. Get off the phone.
No one can see that, Elliot.
I'm telling them.
Unless you're looking up stuff for the podcast.
I am advertising the podcast.
Are you really?
Sure you are.
I am.
Really?
Look.
Well, here, let's get on a topic that you can talk about. The Incredibles 2.
Oh, my God.
Ooh, I can talk
about that. But yeah, no, let's talk some Incredibles 2.
Have you seen the trailer, John?
The one that came out the Super Bowl? Or is there another one?
There's another one.
New one. New Incredibles.
When did it come out?
I have no idea, in all honesty. Like, I just found it, and I was like, oh, okay, cool. So,
probably came
Incredibles
out today
2.
Or yesterday.
Apparently, the big focus is on Elastigirl in this one.
Yeah.
Well, actually, I mean, like, it's still Mr. Incredibles the focus, but, like, the conflict arises with Elastigirl.
Because she is becoming more of a focus than just Incredible.
Yeah.
The thing about like Bob Parr is
dropped 8 hours ago.
Wow. So yeah, okay. we were on the cutting edge here at
Nerd
News Now. By complete accident. I thought it was like a week ago that this
stumbled
dropped.
Across it.
Straight up.
Well, I mean, I hadn't found it yet, which means that it could have only been recent because I do like watch movie trailers relatively.
Yeah. Yeah,
soon after they
but
come out.
It looks cool. It looks really cool.
Yeah, so now here's my thing. I was really upset at first because I'm all like, wait, so the movie's just going to be about how Elastigirl is saving the world while Bob is attempting to be a good dad? That sounds like
but
a
that's
horror
funny.
Movie. No.
Dad drama? I'd watch that.
Listen, it seems a lot more funny in this trailer than it did in any other trailer they had shown beforehand. And that's not going to be all that's happening in the movie, because it's like with
action,
the other trailers,
yeah.
That's all they were advertising.
Yeah.
But,
I mean, like, what's that show about housewives?
The Real Housewives?
I want that, but the Real House Dads.
Wait, no, Damn the Real Husbands of Hollywood.
That's a thing?
That's a thing. It's starring Kevin Hart and a whole bunch of other actors.
Okay, no, you said Kevin Hart, I'm
out.
No,
no, no, it's actually funny.
I don't like Kevin Hart.
See,
I can understand why you don't like Kevin Hart, but The Real Husbands of Hollywood is actually funny content.
Your idea of actually funny and our idea of actually funny is probably different.
You're not wrong.
I recently laughed at a deep fried meme that was Lord Farquaad with Markiplier's face on it,
yeah,
and all it said was E.
Our ideas of funny are so incredibly
different.
All it said
was what?
All it said was E, the letter E, and I lost my mind for like 20 minutes. I can just.
It's not even that funny.
It's not. I mean, describing it, it's not funny at all, but like, I saw it and I lost it. I love deep fried memes though, so they're good.
The best memes are the ones that only make sense out of context in context.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
Okay.
But anyway, yeah, the. When is Incredibles 2 coming out?
Good
I need to know this.
My instinct says like November, but I think that's wrong.
Can you quit snapping? I can hear it.
In the feedback?
Yeah, in the feedback.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah, I know.
These mics pick up sound, Anthony.
But
yeah.
They don't pick
work.
Up sound that they're not pointing at, so I thought I'd be fine by snapping out here.
They do. They don't
the
pick
The
15th it up
of
well.
June.
Okay.
15th of June.
That soon?
That's really soon, yeah.
Man, I'm excited now.
We've only had two trailers, which is weird. Yeah.
Also, I think Han Solo dropped the trailer, too. I didn't see it.
Yeah, but that one's coming out
no
May
idea.
Sometime. January, February, March, April, May. Ooh.
May, like, 24th or something.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, it looks exciting. I mean, both of them. I mean, I think the Solo movie is going to be pretty good.
Oh, I'm so excited for Solo.
I have high hope.
Who's Lando?
Childish Gambino, Donald
yeah.
Glover.
Okay.
Oh, you know what makes me mad? The article is like, does Chewbacca die? No.
It's prequel.
It's a prequel, and we see that he's alive.
Unless
they're like, Darth Plagueis saved Chewbacca. Why? B,
facts.
Darth Plagueis was probably dead well before then.
Yeah.
Because I don't think Han was really alive during the Clone Wars. And if he was, he was very young. Like child
young. Because
like
Kenobi. Young. Kenobi was alive in the Clone Wars.
Yeah,
and Kenobi was an old man.
Yeah.
In the Clone Wars?
Kenobi was in the Clone Wars.
He wasn't old.
No, I'm saying he was younger.
He was younger, but like
40s.
Okay.
No, Kenobi was like in his 30s in the Clone Wars.
I'd say like mid to late 30s, early 40s.
Yeah.
Look, but he wasn't a spring chicken.
He wasn't.
Yeah,
I mean,
we know that Sidious was the Sith Lord before Phantom Menace. So unless they're like, yeah, Darth Plagueis didn't actually die and he saved Chewbacca, A, Y, B, it's not possible because he's dead.
Mean,
I hope they don't pull like a
Jar Jar Binks.
They're totally gonna pull like a Little Mermaid prequel on us, and they're gonna like a Little Mermaid prequel on us, and be like, oh yeah, Han Solo is in this situation where he might die, and you sit there and you go, no, Han Solo can't die because are you just gonna erase Han Solo from the
for
everything
he's ever been in?
Just fun.
Guess what, guys? Han Solo is no longer a canon.
Yeah,
because
we killed him in this prequel on accident because we didn't think about storytelling.
Yeah, wait, did Episode 7 not happen?
No, it just never did. No, they found someone else. They found Lando Calrissian, not
yeah,
Han.
Yeah. You get a special remastered one, and Harrison Ford's not in it.
It's Lando Calrissian in all of his spots.
Yeah. Yeah, but even like if there's a shot with Lando and Han Solo is still just replaced with Lando, so there's two of them.
I like this. Nailed it.
That's how they're gonna fix Star Wars.
Yeah. So Han Solo dies.
Wait. Okay.
Confirmed.
I gotta talk about Star Wars a little more. Have you guys seen the slowed down footage of that Rey and Kylo Ren fight?
No.
It's a cluster. It's so I don't understand. At some point, one of the enemies drops the knife because he would have been in a great position to like stab Rey, and like at one point, two of the red dudes are just fighting each other. One of them is just in the background, literally just spinning in a circle.
Honestly,
Kylo Ren stabs the floor at some random point. It just doesn't make
any
sense.
No, I've seen that scene that you're talking about where he stabs the floor. I've seen that while the movie's going at normal speed.
And you were like, why'd he do that?
Yeah, but everything else was happening and it was all so awesome, I just didn't really care.
If you look at that fight, It doesn't make any sense. It's so confusing.
But here's the thing. Movies do this all the time, where it's all like, all right, cool. We need to make things look cool, so we're just going to make a lot of things happen at once, regardless of whether or not they make sense, because we, as the viewers, are only going to actually pay attention to, like, the focal point of the scene.
Yeah, but you couldn't pull... You couldn't, like I mean, like... They could have done what Daredevil did.
Oh my god, Daredevil. Listen, not everyone Remember, can be as fantastic as
what,
Daredevil's
did, didn't we? Didn't we say that that fight was like right below that Daredevil's fight scene?
Yeah,
it
did.
Dropped for me horribly. Uh-huh. Like, I mean...
I can understand.
Rogue One's still pretty high up there.
I'll go see it soon. And it, at that point, it probably will drop for me as well.
It's just going to be disappointing.
I mean, I'm not watching the slowed version, but now I can watch the normal version to see if I just notice this stuff.
Yeah, and you do, right?
No, because the fight scene's barely started.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It was Rey fighting the...
Sorry
the
for our viewers, I mean, listeners at home who cannot see what's happening right now.
Just look it up.
Yeah, go watch the fight scene in slow motion online.
It's so
Actually, you know,
bad.
I forgot that YouTube has a speed button. I was like, how do you get slow motion? I can't find one. Like, oh, yeah, there's a speed
version, yeah. But, yeah, I mean...
But, I mean, it, personally speaking, from just the standpoint of, I don't think the choreography's bad for that scene, regardless.
I think the choreography is lazy. I don't think it's bad. I don't think they messed up what choreography vision the choreographer had.
That's fair.
I think the choreographer got lazy, and he's like... They're not going to pay attention. And, like, okay, it took a while, but we're paying attention now.
That's fair. I guess I can see lazy, but also it's also just a bit resourceful as well. Like, what's the word I'm looking for? Ingenuitive?
No, it's just lazy.
My whole perspective about it is that, like, the guy realizes from, like, a just operational standpoint, like, how we're going to
that
do
he can
this.
Do half the work and we'll still understand
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
But, like, I...
And so this is what makes it resourceful. Yeah, because he knows he doesn't have to do...
Yeah,
he doesn't have to commit 100%. Like, he should if he wants it to be, like, an actual, like, masterpiece.
It's like using a shotgun to get rid of a spider. Like, it's just like, yeah, you're resourceful, but you're still lazy about it.
Here's the thing. Like, you could think about it as, like, the way you think about extras in films.
Technically,
they're all extras. Technically.
Mm-hmm.
You don't give extras lines. The conversations they have on camera when they're not mic'd, they talk about random things. Like, every extra in the film industry is like, yeah, we talked about watermelons for 20 minutes. Just because they have to talk about something. If they're not being picked up by the mic, they
Still,
don't care what they're
saying.
But this
is like a main focal point.
But I mean, the main focal point is Rey and Kylo, not anyone else in red, unless
Kylo
they're dying.
Kylo Ren just stabs the floor!
Okay, yeah, and like I said, I noticed like, that, right?
Like, Rey did dumb stuff. Kylo Ren did dumb stuff. It wasn't just the guys in the red.
Yeah, I still haven't
Listen,
noticed anything dumb.
I'll let you have it, only because I don't feel like this argument is really worth it. Anything.
Okay, yeah, I see the one guy spinning now.
He's just
spinning!
Oh, yeah, no, I was watching it while you guys were talking. They're just all, everyone in this scene right here just rotates at some point. Like, they pivot and rotate at some point because they don't have anything
like,
else
you
to
gotta
do.
Wonder if they even choreographed
yeah,
it.
Yeah, there's Kylo when he stabs the floor.
Yeah,
I can guarantee you they did because of the timings. And they probably told the guards, do what you want until you have to swing.
Yeah, they probably had, like, the contact
okay.
choreographed.
And the idea of sitting there statically makes a awful-looking shot.
Mm-hmm.
So they'd rather do
just
completely
spin in circles
move.
Until you gotta stab the main
yeah.
character.
Make it look like you're doing something.
Yeah, there's 10 guards and 2 of them. Mm-hmm. They can't all 5 of them attack at once per person because they just can't fit.
Mm-hmm.
Their
okay.
weapons aren't, like, 20
yeah.
feet long.
See, yeah, but, like, Lord of the Rings had background characters during big fight scenes.
Yeah, and you know how they fixed that? The fact that they had background characters on both sides. This is just Kylo and Rey against 10 guards.
Yeah, I can't say that. I remember during the Legolas shield scene when he slides down the stairs, literally there is a man in the background with his arms in like T-pose just spinning in a circle. So I should just be quiet.
Films do these things because they...
But, like, I love how people don't pick it up.
It's because no one's going to notice it until they start paying attention, and this is the reason why they're allowed to get away with it, and they're also the reason why they do it.
Yeah, it's the same as why people hide things in special effects, just like little jokes, like the sex and the smoke and lion thing. That's not a big focus, and you might notice it if you're looking.
Yeah.
But if you're not looking for something out of the ordinary, it's just smoke, and it'll be gone before you have time to think about, does this look like anything to
exactly.
me?
Yeah.
And it'll be gone really soon because the effects happen so fast. Like you'll probably watch that movie. Like most people will probably watch that movie like 20 times before they notice. Wait a second.
Wait. Why is that man in the background just spinning?
Exactly. The person who pointed that out is probably some sort of film major.
Yeah.
Honestly, like normal people wouldn't notice that. Anyone who works in film, I noticed that Kylo Ren stabbed the ground randomly. That's all I noticed. But it looked awesome because there were sparks that flew out when he did it. And I was like, you know what? It's just so cool. I don't actually care.
I care.
I understand what you care, Elliot. I'm just trying to argue that you shouldn't care to you as much as you do.
That's just lazy. That's all I want to say.
Really lazy.
On the topic.
But before we move off of movies, Winnie the Pooh trailer.
Yeah, Winnie the Pooh.
Do you mean Christopher Robin?
Yeah, Christopher Robin, but it's Winnie the Pooh.
It's all live action, right?
Yeah. So it's from Christopher Robin's perspective.
Which I'm okay with. We haven't
so it's
even
from a schizophrenic man's perspective.
Huh?
It's from a schizophrenic man's perspective.
You're right. Because, I mean, what else? Like, who else walks into the woods and sees just random, colorful, like, beasts that can speak English with you?
Me.
True.
And are all representations of some mental disorder.
Me.
He's obviously a schizophrenic.
Me.
What is... This...
John, me. I think you might be schizophrenic.
No.
No. At least that's not what the voices tell me.
Yeah, exactly.
Loser?
I decided that I'm not, so I'm not.
Yeah, so today I learned, because my perception of schizophrenics was I had believed that it was just difficult for them to separate the idea of reality from what happens in their mind. Today I learned that it's supposedly impossible to do it.
It's literally the impossible. Yeah.
And I didn't know.
Yeah.
It's really scary, actually.
Yeah, speaking of scary, this music's pretty scary.
Yeah, was it supposed to do that, or is that the record on a...
No, this is ELO.
Okay, so it was supposed to sound like
ELO did a bunch of voice modulation, like, all the time.
I wasn't sure, because that just sounded like the warm
voice.
Like,
he does voice modulation.
All right, but it's time to change sides of the record, so you talk for a second.
All right. I'm going to go on to the next topic list, and something that John might be able to explain when he comes back, but it kind of confuses me. The Xbox One is slated to add games to their backwards compatibility list. This includes Morrowind, Destroy All Humans, the original Battlefront 1 and Battlefront 2. And it's cool. Like, hey, cool, I can play original Xbox games. But, like, I've seen people put Windows 95 or Windows 98 on an Xbox. Like it's just they can just put it on there because the Xbox is nothing but a PC in a different case.
Mm-hmm. True.
Why do you need to make backwards compatible? Why do you need to add compatibility?
I mean, they should have had backwards compatibility from the beginning.
Yeah,
yes and no. It's a huge problem to implement. So
do they run emulators?
Kind of. So you know how you can still run Windows 95 games on Windows 10 sometimes?
Yeah.
It's because of the same reason. They leave in some archaic functionality.
Yeah.
For the sake of backwards compatibility. But sometimes updating anything in the system, even if it's unrelated, just breaks it and no one really knows why. Because for some reason it has some kind of base functionality on a different system.
Yeah.
So it's the same reason.
So they have to add...
Like, you can make a game run, but that's not a promise that the other game will run because you're trying to emulate 1995 hardware, more or less. Old games on new computers struggle to handle the fact that there's more than one core.
So
if you don't lock it to one core, it might just randomly crash. And even then, the core is too fast.
Yeah.
So then if you get into something where, like, it uses core clocks based on your CPU...
I mean, that hasn't been done since, like, the 80s.
That's been relatively rare, but there are some things where it's based on how many clock cycles happen. Yeah. So since modern computers have much faster clocks, things are broken and super sped.
Okay. Yeah.
Like I know if you try and do the if you try and play Commander Keen and you just try and play Commander Keen on a new computer, it's just so fast. It's like you can't play it. You have to emulate it.
Exactly. And that's the issue. Because a lot of things are also kind of tied to hardware that was at the time limited, but that meant that they had a fixed
value, yeah.
But we got better than that, and we're not going to stick to something because a couple of games ran on it.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, like, I know the Nintendo Switch just has an emulator on it.
All backwards compatibility is essentially building functionality in an emulator.
Yeah.
Essentially.
Unless you're the PS2, where it's literally just...
PS1, but
it's a it's a PS1 with better specs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
It doesn't matter.
So moral of the story
is,
that's
why the Xbox 360 could play any Xbox game.
True, true. So if you guys want to be able to play your games backwards compatibly, then just go buy an old system.
Realistically, yeah. I own...
Although, be warned, because if you try to use HDMI converters, sometimes they fire system.
I mean, don't do
they
that.
Fire
get a CRT.
Because HDMI can carry power, too. Mm-hmm. Because it has to handshake, like... with the console maker that it's on. That's mm-hmm. part of the HDMI standard.
Yeah.
So sometimes the converter forgets to not send all that power through. Forgets that's not supposed to send the power through the standard RCA cables.
Mm-hmm.
And then the console just dies because it just gets a surge of electricity. It doesn't have capacitors for, because power's not supposed to go through RCA, period.
Yeah.
Just go out. Treat yourself, buy a $50 CRT at your local flea market, play your games.
Yeah, you also can't play Duck Hunt without a CRT. So.
You cannot play Duck Hunt without a CRT. You can't play any light gun game without a CRT.
To be fair, though, do you really want to play most light gun games?
There's like two.
Two that are relevant.
There's Time Crisis. Time Crisis was decent. I mean, their console games were meh compared to the arcade, but
yeah,
it was there.
And that's the only other relevant one besides Duck Hunt.
How come there hasn't been any port of Terminator Salvation to home consoles?
Honestly,
because
facts.
The Terminator games were awful.
The arcade ones are great.
Yeah, but they're awful.
They might be awful, but they are fun
they
time.
They had an awful name. Like, I had the two Terminator games, or at least two of them, mm-hmm. but there was more. One of them had, like, 8-minute load times. I'm not kidding you.
Do you
eight
know what,
minute
you know
load
what,
times.
You know what one I'm talking about? The one that's always in, like, arcades. Terminator Salvation. The cool one.
But
the dope one.
The first main game they put on a console had 8-minute load times.
Okay.
Okay, so...
And that
like,
was for a fast
they can, we are at a point in technology where they
because
can take...
the name's already dead because of it. The name's been dead.
Listen, they brought back games from the dead before.
Yeah, but they need the movies.
What they do with Kirby?
Look,
what they do with Kirby.
Right. The movies are
yeah,
horrible.
But Kirby's always been good.
Terminator 1 isn't even that good.
No,
I'm gonna be honest.
1 is awful. 2's pretty good.
Honestly, 2
3
is the best.
3 is acceptable, but not great.
Mm-hmm. Have I talked about the Ice Age scoring?
Yeah.
Okay, I've talked about that enough here then.
Yeah, have I told you guys that for the longest time, Terminator 2 is the only Terminator I had actually seen? And I love Terminator 2. And I went back and I watched Terminator 1, and I'm all like, well, it's
you know,
not
saw,
a bad movie.
I've seen half of Terminator 1, I just couldn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but if you've seen
like,
the second
I haven't seen
one,
Rambo.
Awful.
The second. Oh, yeah, if you see the second one, then the first one is awful.
Yeah, and the third one's trying to be the second one with more action, which just makes it fall a little flat.
Oh, my God. Can we talk about Genesis, where, like, every single trailer that came out basically revealed the biggest plot point in the entire story? Like, the main enemy is John... No, not John Carter. That's a different movie. What's his name?
Arnold.
Huh?
Arnold?
No. Like, the main enemy in Genesis is the one that was the chosen one who's supposed to... That he had to go back in time to save...
John Connor. O'Connor.
John Connor. It's Connor. It's the son.
Connor.
Yeah, but I was going to say Carter.
Carter.
Yeah, that's where I got confused. But, yeah. John Connor is apparently the main villain, and every single trailer for Genesis decided to say that outright for some reason. And so
it's the 80s, what do you want? It's the early 90s, late 80s, what did you want?
No, no, no. The
no,
Genesis.
Genesis.
Genesis
was like a 2009 movie.
Really?
Wait,
it was that recent?
No.
Oh no, I'm thinking of Salvation. That's why.
Yeah, you're thinking Salvation. Genesis was relatively recent.
Yeah, Genesis was like 16. Right? Mm-hmm.
Why would you go see that? I didn't even know it came out.
I went to go see it because it looked pretty cool, and they were like in the trailers. They were saying like John O'Connor, he's the main enemy. So I'm like, great. So there's something bigger in this movie that's gonna happen.
No,
that was it. And I'm all like. But you told me this. Why did I come and waste my money on this? I will never again watch a movie whose trailer just outright tells me blatant information. And that trailer is single-handedly the reason I hate watching any trailer past, like, the second or first trailer of a movie.
Yeah, pretty much.
So, like, after this Incredibles trailer, I cannot
watch. I feel like watching that
trailers.
Movie would have been like watching, I mean, not the first one, but literally any other Transformer movie. I hate those movies.
Yeah, it was that bad.
Oh my God.
Have you ever seen, listen, I hate the Transformers movies. Me and my brother watch the Transformers movies to hate the Transformers movies.
Yeah, yeah, that's, I mean, like, that's why I watched Food Fight.
Uh-huh. So, like, we watched, have you seen The Last Knight?
No.
These movies, like, literally, they progressively just get worse and worse.
I've seen up to three.
Yeah.
Was that Revenge of the Fallen?
Revenge of the Fallen.
Yeah.
Which was just one.
That wasn't even, that was Mark Wahlberg, not Shia LaBeouf, was it?
Yeah, the Last Knight is
Transformer
Mark
Boy.
Then I guess I only saw the first two.
Yeah.
I thought I saw the third, but I only remember Shia LaBeouf.
No. Shia LaBeouf goes up to three.
Oh.
Yeah.
Really? Then I've seen Marky Mark Wahlberg.
Well, Marky Mark Wahlberg's four and five.
But you
He's
said
four
who's
three,
six?
So you lied to me.
Hmm?
Who's six?
There's only five.
Oh, they're making a sixth one.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
They're making a six.
You kidding me?
If it's not out, they're making it.
Michael Bay needs more money.
No, Michael Bay said that he was taking a break from the Transformers series, though.
Michael Bay needs more money.
So it has potential now?
Oh,
I mean,
yeah,
it won't
so
keep it,
has
it
potential,
but it has potential.
Now.
Who are they going to give it to?
Who's the next most explosion-driven director in Hollywood?
I don't even
I'd say
know.
J.J. Abrams, but his thing is lens flare, not explosion.
Who, who's the really creepy... Who's the one that like it literally doesn't make sense?
Wes Anderson?
Yeah. I hope they give it to him. But wasn't he the one that did Interstellar?
No.
Who did Interstellar?
Was,
you know who I want to get it?
Nolan.
I want Christopher Nolan to direct it.
Uh-huh.
I want him to waste his talents. Just for a joke.
But if Christopher Nolan was on Transformers, that would resurge the Transformers series. It would actually be worth watching.
Yeah,
because
it'd have stories.
Exactly.
I want
and
Stanley
the things
Cooper.
They do would have meaning.
Stanley, isn't he dead?
It doesn't matter. I
no.
Do it.
I was going to say Mel Gibson. No, I want Mel Brooks to do it.
I want Quentin Tarantino to do it. All of
the do you really want to hear Optimus Prime say the N-word?
It depends. Is it the late 50s? Because if so, then yes.
Okay. I mean, like,
listen.
Didn't the Optimus Prime voice actor recently die?
I have no idea. Honestly.
Wait. No, Martin Scorsese. I've decided.
Martin Scorsese.
It's gonna be him.
Sure. Why not? Yeah. Just whatever you do not give it to whoever directed the Justice League movies. I can't remember his name right now.
Peter Cullen? Yeah, it was Peter Cullen. No, Peter Cullen's still alive. Yeah, I mean, imagine Optimus Prime. Optimus Prime getting shot, and there's just blood everywhere. And he gets real close to the camera, because that's Quentin Tarantino style, and just says the N-word.
I would hate it. I would throw a rage fit.
I think I would see that movie just as like I
meme.
Said I saw it. Like they'd have to hand out like pins. Like I saw
that
Quentin
yeah.
Tarantino's.
But that scene would
like
be
for
a
meme.
That's
yeah.
all it would be worth.
Yeah. It would be a great meme.
I would respond one of two ways. I would either die laughing or leave the theater upset.
Speaking of dying laughing, the new Teen Titans live.
Oh my God. Here, this goes out to you, Chris Gilheiser. I told him about it, and he saw the meme. And we didn't say a word, and all he did was laugh for 30 solid minutes. He couldn't breathe. Like, he was, like, winded. He was like, I need to stop laughing. Please,
because he saw the actors and actresses.
Oh, my God.
Can I... Look, here's my issue with the current cast. Right now, right?
This boy isn't green!
No, like, this isn't the... Look, my major issue is that all they did was they took the characters, and then they just gave the actors the main color of those characters in their hair. So green, Beast Boy's hair is green, Raven's hair is purple, and Starfire's hair is like some reddish orange.
And can we talk about
and
how
that's all.
These people aren't remotely fit for the role in the slightest?
No. I mean, the person who plays Raven, she could be evil.
But look at that five head, though.
Yeah, no.
But she should be wearing a hood. But, yeah, so, like, yeah. You wouldn't notice the
You know who might have been good for Raven?
What?
The girl who played Hannah Baker in 13 Reasons.
Oh, that would have been a beautiful cast.
That would have been a perfectly decent Raven. And meanwhile, they picked knockoff Hannah Baker from 13 Reasons.
Yeah, bootleg
Hannah Baker.
These
actors just look like bootleg versions of their
Better actors.
Of better actors, yeah. Like don't.
And then one of them looks like a bootleg stripper.
Yeah, yeah. Which one? Who
and
looks
she
like
has
that?
A bootleg, and she has a stripper named Starfire.
Yeah.
She looks like a bootleg stripper, and she has a stripper named to fit.
It hurts me. It really hurts me. Like, I hope that they just walked out of their trailers just then. Like they did the hair dye, but they were going into makeup, or they were going to get CGI balls on their face.
Not only that, I hope they literally just pulled random people off the street and like, can you act?
Can you act?
No.
It doesn't actually
you're
matter.
You're going to learn.
You're going to learn. I mean, like, Robin looks... I mean...
No, Raven.
Robin. I've seen pictures of him.
Oh, yes.
There's pictures. I don't know if it's actually him, though.
And he looks like Chad Chatterson. Like, he just looks like that standard...
This guy.
Oh.
A-hole.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I'm
is
not
he,
sure
is
if
Dick
that's...
Is he Grayson Robin? Or?
No, Damian Wayne. Nightwing.
Not sure. That's Dick Grayson.
That's Dick Grayson?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Nightwing. No, I thought that was Damian Wayne.
Damian Wayne is the last Robin.
No, Dick Grayson's the good Robin.
Exactly.
Dick Grayson's the only
Robin
who deserves respect.
Who's Jason Todd's Red Hood, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I like Jason Todd, but as Red Hood, not as Robin.
Yeah, of course.
Jason Todd, when he became Red Hood, that worked so perfectly. Wait a second. Go back up.
If this is what she looks like normally, then they did some butchering to her.
Yeah, they did not do her justice.
They butchered the
Look,
actual actor.
The actress. Doesn't matter. But
my complaint might not be the actors and actresses as much as
how
what
they
look. Did to make them look like the heroes.
Like, they all look like decent. Like they're all good-looking people.
They're all good-looking people.
But then they trash them like the wardrobe.
They look like they could like with like the slightest bit of alteration. Yeah, you could look like a perfect Beast Boy. Yeah, you could look like a perfect Starfire. Yeah, you could look like a perfect Raven. But then they're like, here, we bought this stuff at a thrift store. Put it on. Here's Starfire. Here's a fur coat because Starfire would totally wear a fur coat. Here, Starfire. Here's boots that go
Starfire is super against anything harming anything wearing a fur coat.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And she wears stripper boots.
And stripper boots.
That go up,
that's accurate to the character.
Yeah, that is.
Still,
not wrong,
but like.
Still.
Still they don't even look. They look like they're made of denim.
They do, but that's
still
accurate.
Denim stripper boots.
So now, here's my thing, right?
Why?
They also made Starfire black, right? Which is. Completely 100% fine. I love this, but they need to up. Yeah, it does make a lot of sense. Starfire should be black.
She's like orange in the comics.
Mm-hmm. But
wait, so why not just cast Donald Trump?
But
just
look,
imagine that. Imagine
Donald Trump in that outfit.
I hate it.
I love it.
And I want death.
I want to see that. Donald Trump, we petition you to dress like that Starfire.
They just need to revamp her appearance.
Legit,
right,
that's
Starfire.
Not even her real hair.
Yeah.
It's a wig.
I don't understand. Like, her real hair was fine. The actress's
Diet
real hair
orange.
Is beautiful.
Diet
I
orange.
Love it.
CGI at orange.
Yeah.
This is one of the few movies where I'm like, oh my god.
It's a TV show, my dude.
This is one of the few TV... Okay, then they don't have the CGI budget to change how they look.
Don't say that to me. I want hope.
They straight up would not have the CGI budget.
Maybe Disney owns them.
No.
Shh.
Maybe.
Let me have this.
It's DC. Disney doesn't own them. And you think DC is going to put any money into that?
I'm upset now.
You know why they look like that? Because their budget was a grand total of like
$7.
$9 and a chewed pen cap.
This is why they bought all their outfits at the thrift store.
This is why they.
This is why you only see three of them. Those three people play all of the other cast members as
Beast
well.
Beast Boy is also Robin?
Beast Boy is also Robin.
But Raven occasionally plays Robin too.
Whenever Beast Boy has to be Beast Boy in the same scene as Robin.
Yeah.
Also, they're never in the same scenes together because of that reason.
Oh no, John's putting on meatloaf.
Whenever this record's done, we're getting meatloaf because I don't think we can tolerate Sesame Street again.
No, maybe the actual Sesame Street soundtrack, but
no, I don't want to.
I just
want
to listen to Rubber Ducky, honestly.
Yeah, you know what? Can you target it to Rubber Ducky?
I will do my best.
All right, we'll talk over it still, but I wanna head on to the next thing, and that's the Zuck memes.
The Zuck memes.
I've seen that man drink water 80 dozen times, and I've seen that man sit in a high chair 80 dozen times.
I don't get it.
But at the same time, can anyone tell me if they learned anything about the hearings?
Yes.
Really? Okay, I did too. I was just asking that to see if anyone was gonna be like no, but.
You wanna know what I learned?
Yeah, you know, give me the TLDR version.
What I learned, Elliot, is that the testimony was garbage, and all it gives us is memes. That's what I've learned.
Did I actually get rubber
literally
ducky
what you
on
typed
spot.
Into the document?
Oh,
you
yeah.
Rubber ducky.
Oh yeah. What is this chirping? Why don't I want it?
Because rubber ducks don't chirp.
Don't you know the ducks chirp?
Ah, my bad. I guess I'm just stupid.
This isn't even Ernie.
Yeah, I don't like this.
Who is this?
I don't know.
Is this like Frank Zappa? I bet it's Frank Zappa.
No, because if it was Zappa, it'd be progressively getting louder and louder.
Yeah, it'd be getting louder and louder, then quieter and quieter.
The Golden Orchestra and Chorus conducted by
Can
Vic
Can we
Fleck.
Stop this, please?
This isn't what I wanted.
No.
I didn't sign up for this.
This is not what I want.
This is like bootleg
Here comes
rubber
the
ducky.
Meatloaf, boys.
This is like bootleg Rubber Ducky. Latex Goose. That's what this is.
Latex Goose.
Latex Goose, you're okay. You make my shower lots of fun.
You make my shower a little bit less tolerable.
I'm allergic to latex. Doot, 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 doot. Oh, no.
All right, guys, here comes the meatloaf. Bring in the train of what I don't know what song this is.
I legit honestly. Still thought this was Sesame Street.
I don't know what I would have done.
You
but
took
not
the words right out of
thing.
My mouth. Hot Summer Night, I think. It's either good. That or Bad Out of Hell. I can't tell because this is also the album title, so I don't know.
Yeah.
It's one of them. You're listening to Something by Meatloaf.
Something by Meatloaf. You mean the Beatles song Something but sang by Meatloaf?
Maybe.
That'd be pretty cool. But the testimony was garbage.
The thing I learned is that if you want to put any kind of policy regulation on stuff like this, you need people who know what questions to ask.
Yeah, they were like, oh, yeah, like I don't even know the questions they asked. Well,
can you read my whisper messages? No. But what I'm asking is, can you read my whisper messages? That's not our app. But can you read it? No. Like, they don't seem to understand. Like, yeah, it's all technically on your phone, but
like,
they don't communicate.
They're like the parents that are like, your video games are giving us viruses. You need to delete them. But it's like, no, like, you guys have LimeWire installed. Like, music doesn't give viruses. Only games do. Like, they seem like that. Like, they seem like they haven't. They still use Internet Explorer, and they strictly use computers as like Facebook machines. It was 10 hours of nothing. Like that's the big thing. What is Face Mash? Is it still running? And it's like it's. Someone asked him, why do you shift the burden to users to flag inappropriate content and make sure it's taken down? And Zuckerberg was like, because I built it in my dorm room. Like, I didn't...
It wasn't built to be the big thing it is from the ground.
Yeah.
And it blew up a little bit faster than would allow him to restructure it before it got to this size.
I mean, like, granted, at the same time, he was really adamant on not restructuring the company.
Yeah, no, I'm certainly not saying that, like...
Like, he doesn't... I mean, like, he doesn't necessarily need to, but...
But a lot of the things that they were asking were, like, you should have thought about this when he started.
Can you turn off my computer through Facebook? No. But sometimes it turns off. It's probably because you press the button. I know what I'm doing. It's like one of those conversations. And it hurts me. It says here that here too, though, it's as if they were asking Zuckerberg for approval for certain things, and they were like actually serving as a lawmaking body. And it really does boil down to that. They don't know what they're doing, and instead of getting educated about it, they're just gonna let the people who do know what they're doing, but don't have the authority to make laws, just make the laws, which is not smart. I mean, like, I don't think these people should be lawmakers as now, but it's just they did nothing. I don't really have anything else to say about it.
It's just an annoying situation.
Yeah.
And we're just going to go through a couple of social media things real quick, just because they're nothing to really talk about too much. But
yeah,
they're interesting.
Yeah.
Instagram, owned by Facebook, is going to start letting users start downloading their data now.
You download messages.
Like how you could do it on Facebook, you're now going to be able to on Instagram.
So I still don't know.
We talked about it in the podcast, Anthony.
Yeah.
That, like, they have a set of data on you that they use to determine things about you.
Okay. This is what I thought you meant, but I was really hoping what you actually meant was I can download the messages that I've sent to someone onto my phone so I can have them permanently saved, not that they can download information about me to market to me.
It's both ways.
Yeah, it's like that in the EULA. You accept it when you join, whether you read it or not.
But yeah, Instagram's letting you do it now. Because...
But not yet. They're going to. I think they still have to build the feature, but...
Guess who is apparently really admin on doing that? On allowing users to download their data. Snapchat.
The fact that Snapchat has any data...
Snapchat has a lot of data.
Exactly what they built the foundation...
Yeah, no, Snapchat saves every picture that you send. It is bad out of hell, by the way.
LinkedIn is now letting you send GIFs through their messenger.
Yeah! LinkedIn, the underground meme website. Everyone hop on LinkedIn and share your memes there.
Yeah, let me just send some forward employer some.
Do you have a LinkedIn, John?
Moomers.
Do you have a LinkedIn? I'm going to send you a meme right now on LinkedIn.
Oh, please. It better be it's Wednesday, my dude,
it's
so
Wednesday,
I can correct you.
It's Wednesday, my dudes. No, I'm going to... I don't even know if you... I'm going to see if you have a LinkedIn.
I do. I can promise you that.
Yeah, here you are.
Spotify is now... Well,
what mobile changes?
They haven't stated yet, but it's assumed that what they're going to do is they have some janky functionality for free users because their goal is to get you to pay for it.
Yeah.
But it sounds like they're going to hopefully make some changes to the free version of the app. So that you might be able to actually pick songs and playlists instead of shuffling the playlist randomly. And just to, like, make the use of the app a little bit faster, even for non-free users. And Spotify and Hulu have teamed up now, like, on a permanent, well, more permanent basis. Now, anybody can get Spotify and Hulu packaged together, not
yeah.
the students.
But they have to pay the full price on $4.99, right?
They pay $12.99, which is $5 cheaper than separately. So if you want Spotify, you want Hulu, they have an actual package deal now for everybody, not just students.
All right. That's pretty interesting because of our next topic.
Oh, yeah. Comcast is
attempting to stay relevant as cable is slowly dying.
Yeah.
And
they're partnering up with their effective killer.
Yeah, they're right. Yeah, Netflix.
Imagine sleeping next to your murderer. That's what they're doing. they're getting in bed with the person.
I was gonna, make some sort of joke.
To be fair, King Henry the 14th did that with several women.
This is true. This is true.
You know, those women did it with King Henry the 8th.
It doesn't matter, because he also got killed by one of those women, I think.
No,
I'm pretty sure that he got killed.
He died of an infection.
Did he?
Yeah, in his leg from a jousting accident. I know my King Henry the 8th lore, trust me.
Do I mean Louis then?
I probably mean Louis.
I mean Louis.
No, Louis was beheaded.
Exactly. He got beheaded because of his wife.
Yeah, Marie Antoinette said
exactly.
He wanted to go back to, because the revolt was getting out of hand, and Marie Antoinette was from Austria, and he was like, let's go back to where you're from. But then they got caught, and it's like, you were trying to abandon the country. And the people were like, we're not having that. So now you and your wife, they're dead.
Ha! And then Napoleon, and then no more Napoleon, and then Napoleon again, and then no more Napoleon.
And then Louis the 16th, because we haven't had enough Louis yet.
France's history is just weird.
Couple white flags thrown in there throughout the centuries.
Yeah, just throw them in there.
And
okay.
The invention of parkour, because they can't fight militarily.
And then, now here we are. But anyway, I think Comcast is kind of like, I'm surprised that Comcast is still even like considering expanding their cable services.
To be fair, if they don't, they won't ever make money.
Exactly.
Because they shouldn't be anyway.
They should just cancel them and then focus entirely on internet.
Well, actually, not entirely true. If they just cleared up the cable monopolies that are going on all across the nation, which also translate to ISP and phone monopolies, or landline service monopolies.
Yeah, if they offered...
I wouldn't care.
If they offered competition, they could actually charge more.
Yeah, but because of their non-compete agreements, it's... I hate all of them except, like, the really local ones. Like, I love Armstrong.
Armstrong's fantastic. Yeah. But Armstrong's only found in one county.
Yeah, best county.
Well, Allegheny I think it's also in Butler.
Somewhat.
Their main office is in Butler.
Really?
This is another
yeah.
Oh, okay. Then never mind. It's more than someone.
Guys, yeah. This is another cable provider.
Yeah, Armstrong. Armstrong Cable. Voted best cable company in the country. You guys should move to Armstrong County or Butler County.
Or Allegheny.
Or Allegheny County.
Northern Allegheny.
Northern Allegheny. Yes. Don't go to Southern Allegheny. No one wants to go to Southern Allegheny. I don't like this. I wholeheartedly don't like this.
I don't like it either, but it's on.
Because why?
What?
What doesn't he like because why?
Listen.
Yes.
And will he starve Meatloaf. Without
me? Yes.
Will he starve without me? Yeah, no. People don't like Meatloaf.
I don't like Meatloaf. Meatloaf is cool, but like Meatloaf is just like, oh.
I mean food Meatloaf.
Food Meatloaf.
Meatloaf, I'm torn on.
I don't eat
Sometimes it's great. Sometimes it's a heaping pile of vomit.
I want to talk about this because I'm really excited about this. Myst is getting compatibility for Windows 10. I think Myst 1 and 2... No, every Myst but 4 and 5 had it, and now they're bringing compatibility with Windows 10 to Myst 4 and 5, and then they're offering it as a $50 package deal.
Right, fantastic. So now for everyone who doesn't know, please explain what this
Myst
is.
Myst is like one of the OG puzzle atmospheric games that really got the idea of an atmospheric puzzle game off the ground, and it is the inspiration for a lot of games. Like, there's that one where you have to draw lines, and that's literally it. That puzzle game. And they say, like, Myst is a big inspiration for that. And it's just really cool. I'm so glad.
Okay.
It deserves love.
Myst, they're doing, they're revamping it?
Not the they're actually establishing a level of compatibility for it for Windows 10.
Okay. Alright, so no remaster,
you say? It's been remastered a handful of times. I don't think they need to do it again.
Shouldn't have done it the first time.
Why?
Why not?
I thought the remasters of that game were kind of bad.
The first one was pretty bad. The second one's pretty good.
Yeah.
And then the third one's like, eh.
Okay, never mind.
It's old enough to be remastered 3 times and like it'd be acceptable. It's made like 25 years ago. No, like yeah, getting up closer to 25, yeah.
25 years.
Yeah, it was released in like 1993. Yeah, 25 years. Yeah, me too. That was 5 years before I was born.
Oh, dang, that was 5 years before I was born, too.
Oh, wow. We probably should be saying our birth years on it.
It's all of me. I'm actually 37.
I'm actually a 48-year-old man. And this isn't an actual podcast. I just have recordings of other people.
And you play their voices.
I play their voices.
Yeah, very conveniently too.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's all pre-recorded. Yeah. I mean, like, this is pre-recorded.
And then you still respond to us, like...
Yeah.
Like, we're actually...
Well, I'm alone
room.
In a basement. What do you want me to do?
See,
you're talking to yourself
Anthony.
Effectively now. You know that, right?
Yes, yes. That's the point.
Anthony, what he does is he finds our podcast and then cuts out the third voice.
And I just put myself in it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So
he is the third voice, just not our
I mean, you guys... you guys have a dilemma, right? Because, like, by talking about this, that means you know I'm listening. But that means you don't stop me.
That means I'm oddly okay with it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So obviously that other third voice is
just we really just set up this conversation so he can just fit his voice in there where he needed to.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. This is going to sound like a very dynamic conversation after he steals it and removes the third voice from it.
Yeah.
Or will it just sound flat like Meatloaf?
Perhaps.
Yeah, Meatloaf is flat. But. Good.
Yeah.
Next thing. Last thing.
Yeah, so.
Gmail.
Gmail is adding some very welcome changes, actually. The first thing they're doing is they're adding a confidential mode, quote-unquote. And what that'll do is it'll stop your recipient from forwarding the email to anybody else.
That's pretty good.
It is. So now you can't accidentally forward things for one that shouldn't be. I mean, I can't imagine it'll stop copy-paste functionality. But it means that your options, if you wanted to be malicious, are to screen cap things.
Yeah.
Or give up.
But, like, it's not that even big of a hurdle, so...
It's one of those things that's nice, because it also means that if they want to send an entire conversation, they have to take a lot of screenshots.
Yeah.
And then you could also have plausible deniability... Because people edit screenshots all the time.
Yeah, totally.
And Google's not going to hand anything over for a warrant, so you're kind of at a loss.
Google actually lost a lawsuit recently in where a man promoted his right to be forgotten, and it was about a drug charge, and he got Google to strip it from the search results.
I think that was in the UK, though. I don't think that was an American citizen. I think that's why.
Yeah.
Aside from confidential mode, I know there's another thing or two they're adding. They're finally going to let you add not a sleep timer on your notifications, but, they'll remind you about them later if you choose to. Like I get a lot of emails.
Can they give me a single button that just says delete all? Please.
You can kind of do that.
I want it now, though.
You can kind of do it.
I just want a button. I want a button on my keyboard. Can Google do that? Can Google give me a button on my... I'd buy a Chromebook. I would buy a Chromebook just for a delete all button. Just for my Gmail.
There's no delete all button?
Well, if they put it on there, I'd buy it.
Okay.
Pretty some sort of latex goose.
I'm just here to ruin all the fun.
You ruin all the fun. But anyway.
It'll also, have expiration dates on emails, so they'll automatically wipe themselves.
That's not good.
It's not like they're not going to keep a backup of it, but it means it won't be sitting in your inbox.
Okay.
If somebody forgets to read it.
So it'll be like old emails, new emails, confidential stuff. Okay.
Yeah, and, you can set up a passcode on your phone they'll let you set up the ability to send a passcode to your phone to open emails so that no one can open your emails period without your phone, even if they have like access to your Gmail account.
Okay, that makes sense.
Which would be nice.
Yeah.
I mean, am I going to use it? Probably not.
Maybe. I mean, maybe from like my work email.
Yeah, but I mean,
my RMU email, no.
Even that, I probably wouldn't bother.
Yeah.
Because the goal is to just not have work email on my phone. If they
True.
Want me to keep it, they can give me a phone.
Yeah. All right, well, I think that's all the time we have for today, John. Am I mistaken?
No, and we can listen to some depressing Meatloaf.
We could just put on Rubber Ducky again.
We could, but that's even more depressing.
It is.
Because it's not what I wanted.
It isn't. It's Latex Goose.
I have Tom Petty sitting here. I guess. Anthony, would you rather listen to this or Tom Petty?
Tom Petty.
This is me,
Tom Petty.
This is bad.
I don't actually mind.
Put on Heart.
I'd have to get up.
I'll get up then.
Fine. Fine. Have it your way. This isn't Burger King, though. It's across the street. All right, thanks. All right. Oh, cool. Barracuda is actually the first song. I don't have to look for it.
Barracuda.
Why'd you look at me like that, Anthony?
So thank you for joining us today, Nerdles.
Yes, it was a lot of fun. We didn't get as mad as we have been lately, but...
It's because of the music.
It's because of the music. This is sad, depressing Meatloaf music.
Well, for roughly the next 19 hours, we will be streaming vinyl constantly. So if you want to listen to who knows what, because I don't know what's in our boxes, just keep listening.
Keep listening.
Until next time, Nerdles.
Bye-bye.
Adios.